An update now on a story we brought you 3 years ago about a French-American swimmer who wanted to swim across the Pacific Ocean to study pollution. His name is Ben LeCompte. He's been at sea for 6 months now, until recently swimming for 110 days in a row. But last month, he had to abandon his journey. He is still at sea now as he makes his way back to the United States, and Ben LeCompte joins us on Skype from the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Ben, welcome, and tell us what you're seeing right now. Where are you?
Well, right now we're north of Hawaii, so we should make landfall in about 6 days. And we have high seas, so winds are around 25 knots, but we're still progressing.
Well, I can't believe that we have such a good connection, given all of that. So how far did you make it? What went wrong?
Yeah, so the swim, I swim around 1,700 statute miles, and unfortunately, our equipment gave up before I did. And we had to stop for a safety reason, but we never stopped the mission, which is collecting data and sample on the plastic, microplastic fibers, and other data.
You were trying to draw attention to all of the plastic trash that has gathered there because of ocean currents. How much did you see on your swim?
Yeah, it was amazing. So from the first day up until now, we see plastic every day. So we see an average of one piece of plastic debris floating every 3 minutes. And when we collect microplastic, it's about three pieces that we collect every minute. And it has been some areas were very dense. 600 microplastic pieces in 30 minutes. So that's amazing.
And you say that the equipment gave out before you did. What happened?
Yes, so we used a sailboat, and the main sail had a rip because of the strong wind that we were experiencing. And also we have limited resources as fuel. So if we don't have a main sail, we can only rely on fuel. And then I couldn't keep on swimming because I was swimming every mile, and I was being brought back to the point where I stopped the last time I was in the water.
I imagine that in addition to all the plastic that you saw, you also saw a lot of sea life on your journey.
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, to see how sea life is very curious, and how they come around and stay a while with me just to check me out. That was an amazing experience. So, you know, fish like maimai that even came close to me, or shark, or swordfish, or whales, turtle. And, you know, the sharks stay there for a little bit. It circled me twice and came very close. At no moment it expressed any aggression. So I felt comfortable staying in the water, and I realized that, you know, the danger is not the shark, it's the plastic that we see every day that is there and that that shouldn't be there.
What were the waves like?
It depends. You had very huge swells that were, I don't know, over 20 feet high, that's easy, and you had very choppy water. So, and sometimes it's very difficult to swim in it because the waves were crushing on me and against me. But we found out that what was the most difficult and most challenging, it was to have with me either a kayak or a dinghy to follow me. Me being in the water, it's like being a little cork. So I go up and down. That wasn't the most difficult. But the most difficult was to have the support to follow me. And that was very challenging. At that time, we had capsized the kayak and so on.
So even though you had to abandon your journey, what have you learned, or what changes will you make in your own life when it comes to the use of plastic? Because, you know, humans use plastic all the time. Are you not going to use it anymore because of what you've seen?
Well, I stopped at that before. You know, the first step, I think, is to get rid of single-use plastic. It's something that we do because it's very convenient. But we saw it in the water. We saw like plastic glass and plastic bottle, all of which we can live without it. So that would be a first step. And now it's, you know, to try to get people to understand that and inspire them to make some changes. That is very challenging.
So do you ever want to try something like this again?
Yes, I'm working on the next expedition from Hawaii to to California. That will be with the same mission, and we will still collect data about the plastic, microplastic, and so on, because we want to have a cross-section of the entire ocean to contribute to the collective knowledge about plastic pollution. So that is very important. And the last thing we want to do is to inspire people to change their habits. So that won't change. I will still be swimming. Now, in what condition will I start that over again, try that again? Now it's too early to say, but I want to finish that part of the expedition, that part of the mission.
What are you most looking forward to when you get back to land?
I think it's my family, my children, and my wife to see them again. And after, it will be to eat fresh vegetable, fruit, to have a nice shower also. That would be a nice change.
Funny that you want to get back so that you can pour water all over yourself in the shower.
Yeah, without salt this time.
That is Ben LeCompte, who is a swimmer who has been attempting to swim the Pacific Ocean to draw attention to all of the plastic trash that is there. Ben, thanks so much, and you know, best of luck to you. I'm sorry this one didn't work out, but you've certainly succeeded in drawing attention to a very important issue.
Thank you.